those things are created, whether they're created sustainable or whether they were created in an extractive way.
That was Doria Robinson of Cooperation Richmond and the Urban Tilth Farm. You've been listening to an edited version of part one of a series on worker cooperatives by the podcast Upstream, hosted by Della Duncan. You can find part two of the Upstream series at upstreampodcast.org and linked from our website. And that does it for today's show. If you'd like more information, visit us at radioproject.org or find us on Twitter or Instagram. And if you have thoughts about today's episode, leave us a comment. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Lucy King. Thanks for listening to Making Contact.
Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. Due to the temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, board meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available on our website. The KBOO Board of Directors meets the fourth Monday of the month starting at 6 p.m. Please visit our website at kboo.fm to verify if a meeting is being held.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell the end in first then?
Hello, hello, Portland. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. Another sunny day in Portland in the summer, as usual, enjoying that liquid sunshine. We got a great show for you today, music, poetry, and more, and some discussion with your favorite DJ and mine, Nick Yellowhorse, in the studio as usual. Starting off the show, this is Snotty Nose Rez Kids with Long Hair Don't Care, Rose City Native Radio.
You know what they say, right? An Indian ain't an Indian without his flow. So if one more cuffer them up to me and tell me to get my hair cut, you know what I'ma say? Long hair don't care.
When I got my first cut, I was about 3. I remember that shit like I was 13. Hair messing up the place, tears dripping down my face. They thought from my pops, like, how could you betray me? Hey, but I never let it faze me. I never knew it then that my hair is what'll make me. Said long hair on a man looks lazy. Couldn't understand that it represented bravery. I never knew it then, but I do now. I stand honored in the crowd cause my skin brown. Now I keep my hair down and I whip it all around like it's part of my regalia, flowing at a bow. Now long hair don't care, I say it proudly. Long hair don't care, man, I say it loudly. We the first of the nation with beauty all around us. Long black hair, boy, tell me how you found us. Tell me how you found us.
Tell me little something about your hair, my cousin.
The thing about my hair is that I grow it cause I love it. And I'm sick of hearing people asking when I'm gonna cut it. You're a native undercover like the Indian in the cupboard. And I'm Johnny Redcorn, I'm a bad boy.
He's a bag of
and that's been me ever since birth. Oh, what you heard? I've been called worse. Long hair don't care, man. I'm sick of your opinions. I'm a do me. I'm a motherfucking Indian.
Hey! Long hair, long hair. Hey! Don't care, don't care. Hey! If anybody liking what we doing, what we telling, man, this long hair don't care. Hey! Long hair, long hair. Hey! Don't care, don't care. Feel the type of way about me,
what we say. Long hair, when you see me on the street, I notice how you look at me. It's like I'm walking into Tiffany's. You can tell yourself you don't see my ethnicity.
Okay.
But your eyes say it differently. That's how it's been, and this is how it will be.
And you know,
this ain't no epiphany. Even I'm sick of me. The vanity is killing me. This bass flow's getting to my head. Something's gotta give, but what's new? Is it the brown skin, black flow, or tattoos? Or the fact that I'm in public, sipping on a brew? Someone tell me what's the difference between me and you?
Let me think about it.
I ain't got a clue, but I flex on them haters like bamboo. I've been called a dirty bush, but it ain't true. Long hair, don't care, no shampoo. I'm a wrestler getting fatter with a mind like Skitter Scatter. And I'm climbing up the ladder talking about what really matters. I got people coming up like, good God. Get your hair cut and get a real job. I'm skin, new outlaws. I don't rock a gold chain, I rock a bear claw. I don't keep my hair long cause I don't care. It's long cause I'm an Indian. Go ahead and stare.
Hey! Long hair, long hair. Hey! Don't care, don't care. What we doing, what we telling, man, this long hair don't care. Long hair, long hair. Don't care, don't care. If you feel the type of way about me, name what we say. Long hair don't care. Long hair, long hair. Don't care, don't care. If anybody liking what we doing, what we telling, man, it's long hair don't care. Long hair, long hair. Don't care, don't care. If you feel the type of way about me, name what we say. Long hair don't care.
Word of mouth and going south. It's funny how it's usually the only way to keep me down when I'm not around. Yeah, yeah. But give me the platform to rap and I better get it back to the no cap, the real and the whole facts. I'm tired of the phony, so would it be that's what I gotta go back. That I know that I move like they want to. They want me to leave, I don't want to. Groupies on me, I don't want you. No, no one got time here to love you. No, don't need someone to be friends with. Cut me some ties, how to end it. Don't ask for time, I can't land it. One way to different dimensions.
You can give me this, you can give me that. You can give me whatever you want, just never give me cat. Give me the facts, give me the stacks, the racks, the rats, I could back to flip that. Anything I want, anything I need. Give me any beat. Run up in the middle, killing everything I see, anything I believe. I've been had the juice, I've never doubted. Pull up to your town, shorty, screaming, shouting. This ain't nothing new, I've been around it. This something new, like how it sounded, I've been about it. My mind, especially sit better on. My time, you're working, I'm better when. I'm who you can bet it on. Why lie and claim that you better than the nigga that set the trends? Oh. I do what I want to, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, I move when I want to, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, I do what I want to, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, I move when I want to, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, see. They still wanna what I own, please. Always spending energy. Whoa, whoa. Rubens written, let them see. No, 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 no.
Scene. I swear I'm not important. Just want my water clean.
Was Native New Yorker by Dio Gandhi. Before that, we were listening to Want To, and that was performed by Antoine Edwards. And then we opened up with Long Hair Don't Care by Snotty Nose Res Kids. You are still listening to Rose City Native Radio. I am still DJ Yellow Horse. I have a wonderful, wonderful song to give to you. I know I've played this plenty of times, but the difference this time is that I finally figured out where the heck this sample came from. And it is Youth by Daughters is what the sample is. This song is Dear Native Youth by Mike Jordan. Have fun. And, you know, I'm going to experience it in a new way now that I know where the sample came from. Have fun.
Song for you, cause I wanted you to know that I put my heart into. I get inspired every time that I speak to you. I can acknowledge all the things that you're going through. And trust me when I say that I've been in your shoes. Locked up before for breaking all of the rules. I felt alone, so I posted up in my room with thoughts of suicide. I don't know what to do. I'm so confused. If I end it all, who's gonna care? Picture my funeral, who's all there? That constant feeling of despair. Zoned out with a blank stare in that moment.
I'm trying to decide my fate with war paint written all across my face. The ancestors fought hard and never gave up this easily. So I find something deep inside of me. To my dream or your family, thanks for believing in me. Together with the you, we gon' make some history. Native youth, yes, I'm still talking to you. I promise you, owing the truth, that's all I know how to do. Too many years of constant being lied to. I know how you feel. You probably had it up to here. And take a moment from wiping the stairs. Close your eyes for a second. Imagine you no longer living in fear. Keep your head above the clouds and know it gets better from here. Pretend for 1 second, Pop's putting down a beer as he puts arms around you so you feel how love feels. How love heals, how love heals. It's not your fault that love for your life, it just disappears. It disappears, it disappears. I know the pain suffocates and takes you to a distant place. A youth among all experience the highest rate. We got a promise, we will never let the youth fade away. This is more than Twitter hashtags, DNA to view. Native youth.
Panther paws, they're padding on the hardwood, and I'm lost for words. Panther paws, I warned you I'd perpetuate the worst of all worlds. We'll be right back.
That was Panther Paws by Claire Mortifree. And up next is an album I've been raving about for the past couple of weeks. This is a track off of Star Captain's latest album. This is What If.
Today I'm in a good mood. Got good drink and good food. With some good friends and good news. So today I'm in a, today I'm in a. Yeah, today I'm in a good mood. Got good drink and good food. With some good friends and good news. So today I'm in a, today I'm in a good mood. Yeah, feeling free, yeah, I'm feeling fine. Got paid my fee and I'm feeling high. I can see the charts and I'm finna climb. Cause I killed that beat while you killing time. Disgusting, it's disgusting. How I make every song that you're discussing. I'm buzzing, yeah, I'm buzzing. Cause I'm a new G brand on some Jacob Mustang. Oh. No worries, no worries. That's the state of my mind. Yeah.
you shake and I take from my shine.
Today I'm in a good mood. Got good drink and good food. With some good friends and good news. So today I'm in a, today I'm in a,
yeah, today I'm in a good mood. Got good drink and good food. With some good friends and good news. So today I'm in a, today I'm in a good mood. Hey, drinks at the flat, that's a prequel. Hey, blowing loud till it's legal. Hey, me and the tribe looking like a loophole. You and your crew look like the Beatles. Like who else makes that movie with some raps and with some melody?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
My girl just wanna chill and fuck, she want that melody. No worries, no worries, that's the state of my mind. No, you shake, can I take from my shine?
Today I'm in a good mood. Got good drink and good food. With some good friends and good news. So today I'm in a, today I'm in a,
yeah, today I'm in a good mood. Got good drink and good food. With some good friends and good news. Today I'm in a, yeah, today I'm in a good mood, good mood, yeah, today I'm in a good mood, today I'm in a good mood,
yeah, today I'm in a, hey, hey, yeah, today I'm in a, hey, hey, yeah, today I'm in a good mood, good mood. Today I'm in a, hey, yeah, today I'm in a, hey, hey, yeah, today I'm in a good mood, good, good, good mood.
Kotai no te ara, yanga ana ki mua, korea muri e hukia, noia, noia, no, i whawhai i oki, tēnei ka wai hape, e kore e ma te peke, noia, noia, no.
I hinga o ki raro wairu atua. I hoki a taku kai pua kua mone. Katahi rā te hoki whakatuara. Te mana me te kaha ke takutuara. E manu e kai ana i te mātauranga. Kua tina ku te rere i te nui o te pokea. Aku takahanga. Me ume pakanga. Me mate ururoa.
Kotahi no te ara, he anga ana ki mua. Korea muri e hukia, noia, noia, no. I whawhai i oki, tēnei ka wai hape. I kore e ma te peke, noia, noia, no. Noia, noia, no.
Ai rā te nui o ngā take o reirei. I nā te nui o tō maunga he teitei. Kei te pane kire tanga koto tam.
Ki a tere te.
Aku takahanga. Me ume pakanga. Me a muri kaukia. Me ma te ururoa.
Kotahi no te ara. He anga ana ki mua. Korea muri e hukia. Noia, noia, no.
was Good Mood by Ray, and also his track Noia. And he is of Maori descent, and man, is he really good. Check him out. Definitely check him out. Ray Music, and he's got a lot of work for him because he's working on his album right now, which I cannot wait for. Before that, we had listened to What If by Star Captains. And you know what? I'm going to do it again because I like this song too much, and you're just going to have to deal with it. This is Superhero by DJ Shub.
Faster than speeding bullet. It's the adventures of I'm a superhero. Only rock plain clothes when I lay low. Won't play for the pesos. Tryna make dough. Need bank like Bezos. But I play shows. But I hit the stage. They know. Clash for the bands like my name was Joe. Came from the north. Yeah, I came from the snow. Break through doors that I might just pose. Yeah, I might just pose. Got more hits. Come again, Mim Jones. Got a couple things for my friends and foes. Big with the flow. Try to spin around the globe. It's a sharp instrumental. Fire from the ice. That's elemental. Keep the mind concise. Keep the body nimble. Hear the track go bang in your residential.
Feeling like a superhero. Feeling out here we go. Feeling like a superhero. Feeling out here we go.
Not now, right now. Lord of the underground, make my sounds. East side of the map where I stay downtown. Speak over breaks, but I won't break down. When you say don't count, work all day, no play, no lounge. Might say hey when I make my rounds. Ball all day, but my checks don't bounce. No, my checks don't bounce. Jump buildings at a single bound. Boom zap pow if a man wanna row. Cheers and wows coming out of the crowd. Watch the crowd get loud. Bench press over 1,000 pounds. Fight for the fan, try to make them proud. Here for a while, then I'm out through the clouds.
Feeling like a superhero. Feeling around here where we go. Feeling like a superhero.
Cities fall and the earth changes and leaders are overthrown and people left behind. Almost everything around us is impermanent. Every breath we take. Our ancestors taught us that although our people were colonized, our temples destroyed and our ceremonies forbidden, our legacy would live on in flowers and songs in the hearts of the people. And we get to make the choice whether or not we leave anything behind. So we write this music in hopes we'll be remembered for it. That the stories we tell will outlive us. That these lyrics will be sung by another generation. This art is a beacon. This music has saved me multiple times, and I keep breathing so that maybe one day it can save someone else. I'm on a stage so that the brief spark of my life doesn't go out without having lit up the world first, in honor of those that came before us and those who will follow. La Willis. Light. We got songs. Tienes que ayudar a Dios, o chime. Tienes que ayudar a Dios, cuícame. Legacy.
It's hard to put into words what a lightworker does, because it's something that isn't necessarily thought about. It's just done. It's work that's put into action, or love that's put into every single corner, facet, and avenue of whatever you're doing. And it's truly bigger than self. It's almost like being on a mission where no matter what comes, adversities, judgments, hatred, nothing will stop this endless desire to create more love, light, and healing in the world. Because you know that it's needed. And it always begins within first. If we have the power to create whatever kind of world we want to live in, why not let love lead the way?
It was just
Was Taking Over by Star Captains. Before that, we listened to oh my goodness, it was Zipperlude, also by Star Captains. And before That was the Lightwork outro from the same album by Star Captains. I told you last week we're going to do almost a complete album listen through. And guess what? We mostly did. Those were some bangers. Before that was Sunderland. And before that was Light by Hui Tez Cattle. And you know what? I'm so happy you got to listen to it. I think it flowed well. I've been jamming. I've been sitting. I've been having a real good time by myself right now. I hope you have been as well. You know what? Let's listen to another track by the Star Captains, because like I said, it's basically an album listening party now, and I need you to hear this album. You are still listening to Rose City Native Radio. I am DJ Yellow Horse, and I am happy to show you Star Captain's latest album, Lightwork. Have fun. Everything by Star Captains, again from their latest album Lightwork. Also their single Lightwork, which I played many a moons ago, is also a really good single by them. Hope you've been enjoying yourself this entire time. Again, I know have, and I'm glad I forced you to listen to that, because goodness gracious, is that album everything I need this year right now. And you know what? Right now, what I want to go into is our little segment called Teepee Talk.
Hey, okay, hey,
Hello, Jack.
Hi.
Hey there. So this week, I don't know if you saw this.
I did. I did. Lord knows I did.
Or at least I mainly want to talk about this because I have a little tangent I'd like to go off of off of this. So
go off, sis.
Yesterday there was an article that came out from the Los Angeles Times, and it was talking about a contractor claiming to be the headline is claiming to be Cherokee. Contractors with white ancestry got $300 million. So 2 years ago, the St. Louis mayor's office had put out a bid, a market thing for contractors to bid on. It's probably a construction contract based off of that amount. And what had happened is that the business that got awarded to do the work said they were minority, specifically Native, more specifically Cherokee. And when it came to fruition, there's no real ties. The owner of the business did not have tangible proof and just based it off of, from what I'm going to assume, hearsay from family, as we all have encountered.
Well, Nick, he has high cheekbones.
Which I want to throw into, because I had this terrible, I wouldn't say argument, but conversation with a friend, and we were talking about Elizabeth Warren.
Oh boy, my favorite person.
Exactly. And how with the elections coming up and she may be on the ballot to be president, we don't know. We'll see how this goes. But I expressed my views of just saying I can't support her.
Yep.
I just can't. And they were saying, well, if she's going to be the Democratic ballot, I'm like, I still can't support that.
Democrats don't care about Native people.
Exactly. It's just
real here, people.
And they were like, no, we gotta fight, blah, blah, blah.
Lesser of two evils.
Right? And you're just like, what do I do? I just have to sit here and write in my own or support a smaller representative that's not going to do anything and nor get any real traction like we've seen in the past. And it's this type of thinking where people are like, oh, it doesn't matter if I claim it. It doesn't have any real value. Look at these people. They probably thought the same thing. Because I've ran into, and I know a lot of people who are Indigenous and have ties, especially in America, saying they are of a certain tribe, saying I'm this or that, and someone else will say, oh yeah, but I'm Cherokee. And we know those people, and we call them out, and we tell them, don't do that. And they're saying, it's not a big deal.
So here's the other thing I kind of want to go off on this, is I actually had this interaction last weekend with a Lyft driver, where we were, I was in full regalia for Pride, and he goes, are you part Native or something? Like, no, dude, it's just a costume. No, I was just like, wow, really? Yes, I'm Native. And so he said the age-old, man, Native Americans, they get so much money, man. They get so much money. So here's the thing, and I definitely schooled him on that, but this contractor thing comes from that. Of, man, minorities get so much free money from the government. Native Americans get so much free money from the government. How can I get free money from the government? How can I get access to these things? It's that entitlement, again, without even realizing or recognizing why these programs exist in the first place. White supremacy. Genocide. Without even thinking about that, it's, well, I want some. Why do they get that and I don't? So instead, it's, well, I'm 1/16th Cherokee, so I should have access to that money that's given to minority people because they get so much money. They're swimming in money right now, obviously. obviously, I'm a multimillionaire. Why do I need to be doing this show again for kicks? Right, Nick?
Right.
My limo's parked out back from all my casino money.
That's another thing where they talk about casino money, this and that. Oh, yeah. My tribe did not have a casino until, 2008?
Oh, my God. I told that Lyft driver, I was like, so you're telling me you would totally go to a casino in Medford? And he's like, well, no. That's way out there. And I was like, yeah, that's a majority of res casinos. Like, are you serious? Like, think about this.
Yeah.
They're not highly populated just because they build a casino. But all that to say, this is the thought process when somebody does this. So looking here, since 2000, you guys, federal government and authorities in 18 states, including California, have awarded more than $300 million under minority contracting programs and companies whose owners made unsubstantiated claims of being Native American. In applying for the minority programs, 12 of 14 businesses, business owners involved claim membership in one of three self-described Cherokee groups, according to government records and interviews. Those three groups have no government recognition and are considered illegitimate by recognized tribes, Native American experts, and so on. And if you look deeper, for each of the 14 companies, one or more census birth, marriage, or other government records identified the owner's ancestors as white. The ancestors do not appear on the rolls of government-recognized tribes used to confirm Cherokee citizenship. Everything they are in is checked white except for when they want money.
Exactly. And the funny thing is, California, they just apologized about it all, too.
I know, which is something that we're going to cover later after Colonial Holiday. By the way, just so you know, we are taking next week's Colonial Holiday off because we need a break from white supremacy for a day. We need a break. And it's Blues Fest or something. But we're taking next Thursday off, just so you know. So we will get back to California's apology in 2 weeks. So be ready for that. This is just, yeah, it's just amazing. And I, again, like, shout out to my actual Cherokee folks. Like, I feel for you. I can't imagine what it's like. I would be so livid with having my identity thrown around like that. I mean, as a Native person, I have it, but not as, like, we get white folks putting man in the maze tattoos on themselves all the time, but this is a whole other level of greed and fraud. And please stop. I don't care if your grandma had high cheekbones and said that so-and-so married so-and-so. Stop saying, just stop treating it as if it was legitimate until you have proof. And instead say maybe, oh, my family has this story. Like, because it's probably not real. Probably not real. So please stop. Generikis, you need to stop. We have more than enough walking eagles in government. We don't need more walking eagles everywhere else. And if you don't know what a walking eagle is, it's something I can't say on air. So.
Well, I think that's all the time we have for this subject, unfortunately.
Yes.
We're going to continue again in 2 weeks. We are taking next week off.
Yes.
For Colonial Holiday. And you know what? I'm going to play a song. This is David Morin. And the song title is Same Old Game. You are still listening to Rose City Native Radio.
Everything they say, we got these twisted politicians. We keep the banks just getting paid. There's a million of us suffering to feel the weight of the pain. Meanwhile, in the distance, it's driving bombs again. It's the same old game, and we did it by the rules. So if we don't play, then no one has to lose if we pave the way.
reading program was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. More audio can be found online at kboo.fm.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.